Good morning. We are at a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And I'm glad you're on the mend, Alan. I'm sure folks can hear your voice this morning, and glad you're here. You're feeling better.
Well, you know, it happens. It's interesting because we like to think we're invulnerable and it won't happen to us. But it did. And then, as everything else, it gets better.
Well, unfortunately, some of the headlines might not make you feel well, but this one, depending on how you feel about what it means, might. How about this historic moment? Kim Jong-un walks across the border to meet South Korea's president.
And then they walk back to North Korea.
You're right.
And then they sit down and they are making all kinds of hay. Look, David, this is the beginning of a process. There are a couple of things that are going on here. We watched it as the fall of communism in Germany. We watched the wall come down. This is fascinating because there are two things on the table. The first, of course, are the nuclear weapons. And I believe that Kim is ready to move on that, and we'll never really know. There are those people who think the Chinese are very upset about this. I happen to think the Chinese engineered the whole thing, and that's what that train ride was all about. But we don't really know. I don't think any of this would be happening if the Chinese hadn't signed off on it. Now, the next piece of this is the human rights issue in Korea, because North Korea has been described as one of the last great bastions of total unacceptability when it comes to human rights. And there is a question as to whether any of that will be addressed in this. As far as I'm concerned, number one priority is denuclearization. And I think that that's going to happen. There are all kinds of theories that somehow the North Koreans have messed up their own ability to fire rockets and to do all of that stuff. But I don't have no reason to believe any of that is true. They came this far. They could probably do what they need to do. Nevertheless, the international sanctions, which Obama and everybody else have been doing with North Korea, have apparently worked. And if the Chinese, who are the total support of North Korea, are going along with some of those sanctions, which apparently they are, in order to get North Korea to do what they need to do, it'll be fine. Look, the main thing here is that North Korea will be in a situation where they put the nuclear capacity behind them with assurances that it is not going to mean incursions by the South and by their allies. And there's a great deal to be accomplished here, but I still think it's a great risk to the North Korean leadership because, after all, this stuff doesn't last forever. People have demands. People want to be reunified. People want a decent scale of living. People don't want to starve. So I suspect that's coming next.
Mike Pompeo easily confirmed as Secretary of State, Alan.
I think there's a theory that no matter how bad a president is, he deserves his own staff. He got John Bolton. He's going to have Pompeo. Pompeo met with the North Korean leadership. We know that, right, with Kim, and as CIA director. And when you think about it, you know, what's the real difference? If Trump is listening to him and is the CIA director and he's doing what the Secretary of State would have done in normal circumstances, you know, it makes a big difference. Presidents get what they want. And in this case, the president is getting Pompeo and I think some of the Democratic senators, some to their great shame who want to be reelected, go along with it.
In the fall of an icon, Bill Cosby, found guilty of sexual assault in his retrial, Alan, so many of us grew up and lived in a time when he was revered.
Yeah, Dr. Huxtable is no more. The mask came off yesterday. Cosby let go a couple of epithets in court after he was found guilty. The way that this is going to work, of course, is the man is 80 years old. He can't live forever, but it is a great shame. I don't think there are many people in this country, at least who read it in the papers, and it's never the same in the papers as it is in real life, I suppose. But there are many of us who just couldn't abide what we were hearing about drugging women and having sexual relations with them. And then even reports of how Cosby was using it in his routine. This is really an egregious kind of behavior on anybody's part, and it would appear that justice got done.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend. Listeners, rest up. We'll be back on Monday
with more.